We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions,
is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives
as we honor a part of ourselves.
Greetings and welcome, esteemed viewers. It's a pleasure to have your company today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Join us 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10K U-band and Intelsat 10 C-band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 44 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Colombia and Bogotá, Channel 16 on Parabolica Bella Vista, and Channel 44 on Villa Visión de Villa Mayor. In Paraguay, in Bayemi, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Ituaca Cable Vision. In Santa Rosa del Agoray, Channel 21 on Cable Vision. In Chorre, Channel 27 on Chorre Video Cable. In Santani, Taparacuay, Channel 30, and in Horqueta, Channel 32 on Damua SA. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44, on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. In Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná. In Cameroon, Channel 26 in Bamenda, on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. Channel 40 in Limbe, in Environs, in SIAT-SAT. Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. And Channel 57 on Medium Network Service, MNS. In Mongolia, in Kov Province, Channel 21 on Khan Altai Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel Z26 on Kha Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Kimori Cable TV. In Swadad, Salenge Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darkhold Province, Channel 8 on Darkhan Broadcasting System. In Kla, Channel 14 in the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervisions Channel 47 and Orange Cable Company's Channel 65. In Kotol, on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Raycam Cable Network. In Poland, Channel 68 on Neostrada TP Television. In Formosa, Taiwan, on Green Island, Channel 61 on Huan Yu Cable. Channel 35 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 97 on Mangrove Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Xinghuo Cable TV, Yongjai Lei Cable TV and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 107 on Tongya Cable TV. And Hualan Cable TV on Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Tingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 107 on Tung Tai Cable TV. In Chiayi County, Channel 97 on Kyo Sheng Cable TV. And in Chiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC Cat V Cable Company.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Kuwait and Slovenia enhance their cordial relations. In humanitarian news, the European Union donates approximately $50 million to Ghana. In veg news, chefs in Formosa, Taiwan, prepare more than 120 plant-based delicacies. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, February the 19th, leading American ornithologist Eugene Eisenman was born in 1906 in Panama. He retired from his original profession as a lawyer in New York, USA, to focus on his lifelong fascination with birds. He authored The Species of Middle American Birds, published in 1955, which lists 1,400 species recorded from Mexico to Panama. In addition, he penned many papers on Middle American birds that are still a very valuable resource today. Mr. Eisenman also co-wrote The Species of Birds of South America, released in 1966. He was a top ornithologist and a research associate at New York's American Museum of Natural History until his passing in 1981. May Mr. Eugene Eisenman's love for birds remind us of the grace and joy our feathered friends contribute to life on Earth.
Fly-in News, Supreme Master Qinghai International Association Relief News Update from the Philippines. Torrential rains in January 2010 triggered flooding and landslides in Oriental Mindoro Province, as well as the Caraga region of Mindanao Island. At least four people perished while homes were damaged and roads blocked.
The tremendous floods in the province beginning last January 10 until now. The family affected is more than 11,000, about 87,000 people affected by the flood.
Conveying her heartfelt condolences and prayers, Supreme Master Qinghai had donated $10,000, asking that our local or nearby association members please go if possible to help the most desperate, including any elderly or orphaned without caregivers. This amount could acquire $141,000 in essential supplies if bought in the United States based on the cost of living in the Philippines.
Covering their own travel and related expenses of $1,060, our Formosan or Taiwanese Association members joined our local Philippine members to carry out relief work in Agusan del Sur of the Caraga region. With help arranged by local officials, the relief team was able to purchase supplies, including rice, soy sauce, sugar, vinegar, and oil, which they used to prepare 3,800 packages to distribute to the affected families in the hard-hit San Francisco. Though the weather was still rainy and the roads muddy, they were able to deliver all of the items throughout seven villages. Our association members also gave relief recipients informative SOS flyers containing the vegan solution to global warming.
Agusan del Sur will support the program of your Supreme Master Qinghai to help save not only our province but even the whole world. We are very much thankful to the association by giving the support with their love, their charity to given to us, to the people of Agusan del Sur.
The provincial government would heartily extend thanks to their Supreme Master Qinghai for their goodwill here in the province of Agusan del Sur.
Our appreciation, Philippine officials and personnel, for your caring assistance. We also thank Supreme Master Qinghai for her loving support of the vulnerable and our association's relief team for their diligent efforts. May heaven bless the kind Philippine people with a swift resuming of their productive day-to-day lives as such weather extremes are eased through our gentler care of the ecosphere.
Forest fire sweeps through southwestern China. Windy weather brought dangerous conditions to China's drought-stricken Yunnan province as a fire ignited on Sunday, February 14th on Mount Kangshan. More than 2,000 tourists and local residents were evacuated while roads to the area were blocked off. As hundreds of local volunteers and soldiers worked to contain the flames, another forest fire ignited on Mount Wugong in Binchuan County. Sadly, three people perished while protecting other firefighters. However, the efforts of some 300 persons were finally successful in putting out the blaze. Our sympathies go to the families of the heroes who gave their lives to safeguard others, as we send our thanks to the courageous individuals working to extinguish the flames. With the grace of the divine, may such dangers subside through our kinder treatment of all beings.
We need more people down here.
Support for Haiti's quake recovery continues. 2 weeks after the last rescue was made in the massive January earthquake that cost tens of thousands of lives, a 28-year-old man was miraculously discovered in the rubble, emaciated but alive after 27 days. However, in a tragic event on the same day, 4 days of rain in the town of Cap Haïtien triggered a mudslide that partially collapsed a school, leaving 4 children perished and 2 others injured.
As coming rains threaten the more than 1 million survivors living without adequate shelter, aid organizations have been striving to distribute water-resistant tarps for 1,500 families per day. Food aid programs are ongoing by the United Nations, Action Aid, and other organizations. To help mothers protect their children from malnutrition and diseases, the charity Save the Children is broadcasting Creole songs via radio stations that contain life-saving health tips.
In any emergency, the first priority is the delivery of critical aid. But communities need more than that. They also need information. It's critical for them to know where they can get water, where they can get the shelter facilities, how to access to those medical centers. Is it safe to go home? Where is my family? How can I get in touch again with the people I love? That's why information is critical, and once that information can save lives.
Expressing his solidarity with the Haitian people, French President Nicolas Sarkozy pledged 270 million euros in aid for the earthquake-stricken as he made a first-ever visit by a French president to the island nation. Some days earlier, visiting Canadian Prime Minister Stephen Harper had announced support in constructing a base for the Haitian government from which to conduct rebuilding efforts. Meanwhile, a 6-year-old boy was flown to Israel with his aunt so that he could undergo a much-needed heart surgery. Youth have also been showing their concern for Haiti, as students from Jamaica raised $5,200 in cash, along with donated clothes, and young children in the U.S. collected pennies to contribute $1,000.
We are grateful to the many governments, groups, and individual citizens for your caring hearts and actions toward the earthquake victims in Haiti. Our prayers for the nation's safe and smooth recovery as we look forward to a more peaceful and compassionate world where such calamities are no more.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
International treaty bans cluster munitions. Legislation enacted by Burkina Faso and Moldova on February 16th have provided the 30 nations needed to ratify the Convention on Cluster Munitions, which bans the use, production, stockpiling, or transfer of such weapons. The treaty, which was initiated in December 2008 by 104 countries that are now in various stages of adopting the legislation, is slated to become international law on August 1st. The following states have pledged their support for the Convention on Cluster Munitions. Bravo, ratifying countries and signatory nations, for your efforts to assure the safety of citizens across the globe. Blessed be such peaceful resolutions in leading to a better world for all beings.
Residents of Whaling Town register high mercury levels. In studying hair samples of people living in the coastal town of Taiji, Japan, marine toxicologist Dr. Tetsuya Endo of Hokkaido's Health Sciences University reported a finding of mercury levels that were at least 10 times higher than the average Japanese population. Besides whales, which were known to contain high levels of the toxic substance, Dr. Endo's team also discovered increased mercury in the dolphin, tuna, and skipjack meat that was distributed in and around the Taiji community. Speaking in concern for public health, Dr. Endo stated that everyone should make efforts to halt the consumption of mercury-contaminated meat. Dr. Endo and colleagues, we appreciate your work that further reveals the dangers of meat consumption, which includes the eating of fish. May such illumination of this preventable risk help everyone choose the healthy and humane plant-based fare.
Factory farm waste, a spreading cause of environmental demise. The eastern state of North Carolina, USA, has the highest concentration of pigs raised for meat in all of North America. According to one study, the 10 million confined animals generate more fecal waste daily than the human populations of North Carolina, North Dakota, New Hampshire, California, New York, Texas, and Pennsylvania combined. The waste matter is dumped into large multi-acre open pits, which are often colored pink due to the chemically treated feed, with a portion that is also sprayed on crops as fertilizer.
However, following rains, much of this nitrate and bacteria-filled waste runs off into the Coastal Plains River system, with damaging effects on the ecosystem and residents' well-being. Supreme Master Television spoke with North America-based Waterkeeper Alliance spokesperson Mr. Rick Dove, who has been documenting pollution from the region's animal factory farms for more than 15 years.
On some of our rivers, like the Neuse, we've lost over a billion fish, dead fish, since 1991. And just this year, we lost about 200 million on the Neuse River. So, you know, we're dealing with dead fish. We're dealing with people in communities who are complaining of the noxious gases. I mean, you can't get away from being in the middle of hog farms, lagoons, and spray pits. They're everywhere. These people, they literally cry when you talk to them.
Mr. Dove believes such harms of industrial-scale farming will persist as long as such inhumane facilities exist.
Just because we say it's okay under man's law to do something, like have all these pig farms in one place, it really isn't okay with nature's laws. And when those laws are broken, there are consequences. So, and they can be serious, very, very serious.
To date, fatalities from the 2009 swine flu pandemic continue to rise across the globe, including 1,321 deaths now in India, 31 in Georgia, 70 in Hong Kong, 90 in Israel, and 206 in Thailand. Estimated death tolls, such as the recently updated 11,690 swine flu-related losses in the United States, are believed by experts to be closer to reality than official counts, as actual cases are considered too innumerable to track.
Meanwhile, the South African Health Ministry has expressed fears of a swine flu pandemic flare-up during the coming winter months when the World Cup football tournament is anticipating a crowd of 400,000 international spectators. South African Health Minister Aaron Motsoaledi stated that such an outbreak would be one of the agency's biggest nightmares.
Our thanks, Mr. Rick Dove and the Waterkeeper Alliance, for your efforts to document and raise awareness on the health of our precious environment. With sorrow for the victims of swine flu and other factory farming-related practices, we pray that all such threats are eliminated through our wise adoption of the organic vegan lifestyle.
Foreseeing this tragic event, Supreme Master Ching Hai had designed the Alternative Living Flyer some years ago and asked our association members to distribute it worldwide since.
Alternative Living. Change your life. Change your heart. Change your diet. No more killing. Be healthy and loving. Examples of nutritious, life-saving food. Percentage by weight. Tofu from soya, 16% protein concentration. Gluten from flour, 70% protein concentration. Corn, 13% protein concentration. Rice, 8.6% protein concentration. Soybeans, kidney beans, chickpeas, lentils, etc., 10 to 35% protein concentration. Almonds, walnuts, cashews, hazelnuts, pine nuts, etc., 14 to 30% protein concentration. Pumpkin seeds, sesame seeds, sunflower seeds, etc., 18 to 24% protein concentration. Concentrated multivitamin tablets, capsules, are also a good source of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants. Fruits and vegetables are full of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants and contain high-quality fiber for maintaining good health and a long life. The recommended daily allowance, 50 grams of protein, average adult. Calcium from vegetables is more absorbable than from cow's milk. To diminish the real threat of a worldwide pandemic from bird flu, to avoid the danger of mad cow disease, or BSE, and Pace disease, or PMWS, etc., to stop the continuing gruesome sacrifice of billions of our sweet domestic animals, marine life, and feathered friends daily. It's wise to change to a vegetarian diet for good, its health, its economy, its ecology, its compassion, its peace, its noble.
For more information and free veg recipes, please refer to the websites listed below. al.godsdirectcontact.org, www.vrg.org, www.vegsource.com, or email to al@godsdirectcontact.org.
Hindi language channel now available in UK. Launched by Viacom 18 Media as its first Asian TV programming in the United Kingdom, India's leading entertainment channel, Colors, has begun airing throughout the UK and the Republic of Ireland.
Offered initially as free-to-air on Sky TV, the Hindi language channel features comedy, reality, and drama series, as well as game shows and popular Bollywood films. Award-winning Indian film star Amitabh Bachchan, who has been appointed the channel's ambassador, stated, "I am sure Colors, with its myriad hues of entertainment, will spread its magic in the UK as well as it did in India."
Kudos, Viacom 18 and Colors, for your successful launch. May you bring bountiful delight and cultural treasures to viewers across the United Kingdom and beyond.
Save our planet. Evidence of global warming mounts in Australia. New research indicates that the drought gripping the southwestern part of the nation since the 1970s is rooted in climate change. Doctors Toss Van Ommen and Vin Morgan of the Australian Antarctic Division have discovered that the approximately 20% decline in winter rainfall is linked to higher snowfall in East Antarctica, found by viewing ice core samples that date back 750 years.
The scientists' report showed a type of moisture oscillation that is occurring with cool, dry air flowing northward toward southwest Australia, bringing very little rain, while warm, moist air flows toward East Antarctica, causing increased snowfall. Previous research has already linked a rise in greenhouse gases to changes observed in the southern hemisphere's atmospheric circulation.
Dr. Van Ommen, Dr. Morgan, and associates, many thanks for this insight into Australia's troubling dry conditions. May we all quickly implement lifestyles that tread more lightly for the restoration of harmony and balance on our planet.
Supreme Master Ching Hai has long cautioned about the human disruptions to climate balance, as during a September 1994 lecture in Singapore, where she also explained how our actions can help.
Recently, our world has a lot of disaster, like drought and then dry climate and heated up planet. Due to weather changing. And then the more it heat up, the more dry. The more dry, the less trees, the less rain. The less rain, the less tree. And this is the devil's circle. And every corner of the earth affects the whole planet. Therefore, if you yourself, your heart, your mind, your speech, your action are pure, how much beneficial can it be to this planet? The vegan diet is good for you. It will purify your spirit, purify your aura, and make you clear inner and outside, and protect you.
Save our planet. With a severe drought expected to continue in the Caribbean through March, governments across the region are limiting access hours and seeking more water sources to conserve and ensure sufficient supplies.
Save our planet. Mayor Su Ming Tsai of Formosa's or Taiwan's Hsinchu City is biking to work and eating veg every Wednesday to encourage his staff and fellow citizens towards similarly reducing carbon emissions, saving energy, and greening the environment.
Save our planet. The second unseasonal snow and cold to arrive in the southern U.S. state of Florida has cost the lives of a large number of wildlife, including iguanas, pythons, and gentle manatees.
Save our planet. Addressing a gathering at the American Museum of Natural History in New York City, USA, UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon states that wildlife extinctions are occurring at 1,000 times their natural rate, as he calls for more urgent actions to protect biodiversity.
Hi, I'm Cock-a-Doodle Danny the Rooster, a vegan. I have a tip to share on nutritious plant-based food. Pumpkin seeds. They are rich in protein and minerals such as zinc, calcium, potassium, phosphorus, and iron. Also, they contain most of the B vitamins as well as C, D, E, and K. These delicious seeds can be sprinkled on salads or enjoyed as a snack. Thank you for watching, and thanks for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. Here's the weather around the world.
World News, Kuwait and Slovenia enhance relations. Slovenian President His Excellency Dr. Danilo Turk visited Kuwait, holding talks with His Highness the Emir Sheikh Sabah Al Ahmed Al Jabal Al Sabah. Accompanied by a 70-member delegation, His Excellency stated that he envisioned increased collaboration with Kuwait in economic and other areas. Our respectful congratulations, Your Excellency President Dr. Danilo Turk, Your Highness the Emir Sheikh Sabah Al Ahmed Al Jabal Al Sabah, Slovenia and Kuwait, for your wonderful friendship. May it enable citizens of both your nations to be graced with many benefits on a long-lasting earth.
In humanitarian news, the European Union donates approximately $50 million to Ghana for economic improvements. The funding has been allocated to support the most affected African, Caribbean, and Pacific nations during current global financial challenges. It is expected to assist in boosting the country's social and health sectors. Our heartfelt gratitude, European Union, and heaven bless your kind generosity. May the gracious Ghanaian people soon be on the road to a vibrant and sustainable future. Up next on Noteworthy News, more than 70 groups participate in a vegan cooking contest in Formosa or Taiwan. We'll take a quick stroll in nature and be right back. More brightening news when we return on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News. Join inspiring news for a happier world. In veg news, chefs show their best at Formosan Taiwanese event. The third Bodhi Golden Chef Vegan Cooking Contest was held at the Wugu Business Exhibition Center in Taipei County. Over 120 animal-free cuisines were created by more than 70 participating groups, along with many individuals. These included students and professional chefs from well-known vegetarian restaurants. The organizer, Ms. Shen Rei Zhen, is the founder of the Great Compassion and Life Protection Center, which encourages a plant-based lifestyle. She said the four-day event would also provide a venue to exchange cruelty-free cooking techniques among culinary art schools.
把这个种子种到世界各国，那我在这边呼吁全世界的人民，地球有难，人人有责，好，希望大家来共同推广素食，来拯救这个地球。
The two Golden Chef Awards in the Student and General category, respectfully, were presented to Mrs. Tai Jiaxin of the Private Tang Derholm Economics and Commerce Vocational High School and Mr. Yang Xiongyan, chef of the Jujube Tree Vegetarian Restaurant. Our many thanks, Mrs. Shen Rei Zhen, for organizing this compassionate event. Congratulations, Mrs. Tai Jiaxin and Mr. Yang Xiongyan, on your collaborative, delicious and plant-based culinary delights. May all people adopt a vegan diet for the well-being of humanity, the beautiful animals, and our precious planet.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lowers blood pressure, lowers cholesterol levels, reduces type 2 diabetes, prevents stroke conditions, reverses atherosclerosis, reduces heart disease risk 50%, reduces heart surgery risk 80%, prevents many forms of cancer, stronger immune system, increases life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ, saves 70% of a total cost of $40 trillion for reducing global warming, uses 4.5 times less land to grow food, conserves up to 70% clean water, saves 80% of the cleared Amazonian rainforest from animal grazing, a solution for world hunger, free up 3.4 billion hectares of land, free up 760 million tons of grain every year, or half the world's grain supply, consumes one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production, reduces pollution from untreated animal waste, maintains cleaner air, saves 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year, stop 80% of global warming, plus more. Save your life. Be veg. Go green.
For more urgent information, please visit
www.suprememastertv.com/be-veg.
Time to share some laughter with a joke told in Javanese, entitled Boss of the House.
Ing sawijining wengi, ratu bocah wadon sing isih TK lan wong tuane lungguhan ana ing sofa sinambi ngobrol. Ratu pitakon, "Bapa, jenengan iku dados bos ing omah mriki, gitu?" Bapakne kanthi mongkok nyauri, "Yo, bener. Bapak pancen bos ing omah kene." Nanging ratu mbacutke, "Amargi ibu ingkang masrahke panguwas menika, inggih ta, Bapak?"
And now for a heartline from Dr. Melanie Joy, a vegan author of social psychology professor who was featured on Why We Love Dogs, Eat Pigs and Wear Cows on Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants. Dr. Joy has developed a theory called carnism, which explains why people are able to mentally disconnect themselves from the suffering of the animals when they eat meat. She feels that as we become aware of our psychological mechanisms, we can change to a kinder lifestyle.
I saw the interview and wanted to tell you that it's wonderful. I thought everyone did an excellent job and was very, very impressed. Some other people emailed me and that they saw it and they loved it. Thank you for all your important work and for helping getting the word out. Melanie Joy.
Gracious Dr. Melanie Joy, it was our honor to introduce you and your very important ideas to our viewers. You shed so much light on how it is emotionally and psychologically possible for people to partake in the abysmal cruelty of eating animals. We wish you much success in helping many to realize the compassionate way of life. with heaven's immense blessings and all our love.
Do you have our heartline today? Please share your comments and uplifting stories from your area of the globe with us. You can send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for your presence on Noteworthy News.
May you and your loved ones be blessed with harmony and happiness.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
U.S.-based J.P. Morgan Chase Foundation donates $3 million to Bankers Without Borders and Grameen Foundation in support of microfinance initiatives and technological advancements for the world's developing nations.
Dutch and Yemeni officials meet to discuss further cooperation between their countries, particularly in the areas of health, education, water, and good governance.
Borrowing from observed actions of the leaf beetle, U.S. scientists develop an adhesion device that can withstand a force many times its own weight due to the composite surface created from multiple droplets of liquid.
Qatar's Musical Arts Center organizes a 3-day music festival as part of the Doha, Capital of Arab Culture 2010 celebrations, with female vocalist Amal Yahya winning first place in its contest.
To ensure public safety, a California USA firm expands its recall to 4.9 million pounds of ground beef and veal products suspected of E. coli contamination.
At a session of the Scientific and Technical Subcommittee of the United Nations Peaceful Uses of Outer Space, international researchers discuss such topics as near-Earth objects, climate change, and international cooperation.
A new study from Sweden shows that fresh blueberries can ease and protect from intestinal problems such as ulcerative colitis, especially when consumed with plant-based probiotics known to benefit digestion.
Artists from the Russia's Bolshoi Ballet visit Cuba for the first time in 30 years, performing together with the Cuban National Ballet as a sign of their country's unity and friendship.
After a sample of locally produced cheese in Washington, USA was found to be contaminated with the potentially lethal Listeria monocytogenes bacteria, the batch was recalled to protect public health.
Egypt sends 49 tons of biscuits along with medicines for children and others in Gaza, Palestine to help ease heart disease, cancer, and kidney conditions.
We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.